This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m., from the farm in Missouri. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I'm frosted, and I'm frosted with I'm frosted because I'm watching our country. Well, and maybe it's not just the United States of America. Society go down the drain. I'm watching it fail right in front of my eyes, and we'll call this broadcast. America is falling apart, part three.
And let me give you. Australia is falling apart.
Yeah, and I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
You know, you and I talked off the air about what we see in our own little villages, and it seems to be the same thing. Are you seeing the educational system failing to train young minds to be creative, innovative, industrious, encouraging young people to start projects, to stay with the projects, to finish the projects? Are you seeing that fall apart?
Around our local high school, they're training our children how to be queers, and that's not good enough. You're getting graduates of a high school going out and throwing rocks at people's houses at 3 a.m. and shouting that they're going to kill people. That's the one particular local high school graduate. And then the woman that he threw the rocks at her house, she called the police at 3 a.m., and nobody was able to attend because apparently they were all sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I called the police. I called the police many years ago. There was a guy that was, there was a truck parked outside our barn. And our road has hills and valleys. It's a dirt road. And by one of our barns, which is near the road, let's say a couple hundred feet off the road, there's a little valley there. And I don't keep things in there that are worth stealing because it's too close to the road. And that barn is about, a third of a mile from our house. Well, I got a neighbor who lived up the road at that time, and she called, and she could see this truck in the valley by our red barn. It was parked there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So she called me and said, "Hey, Vincent, there's a truck right outside your barn. Looks suspicious. It's in the dip. You can't see it. And it's still there." So I said, geez, I really don't want to get into a gunfight tonight. It was at night. So I called the county sheriff's office, and they said, "Yeah, we got a guy right there. We'll send him over." And let's say about a half hour went by, and the neighbor called me and said, "He's still there." So I called the sheriff's office, and he's on his way. He'll be right there. It's right on the next
line. Oh, my gosh.
So a half hour went by again, and I called the sheriff's office, like, what's going on? And he'll be right over. About an hour and a half later, the state police showed up because I called them. And the state police found out. They knew the guy. They knew the guy. This was
gosh.
a relative of the cop, a guy, you know, a married guy.
Wow.
A married guy who was having a little fling, you know, in this little dip in the road. And so he said, hey, look, you know, you really don't want to be here, so just take off. So it wasn't burglary, it wasn't theft, it was just this guy having a side affair with some gal.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and then the sheriff's deputy finally showed up. And he said, well, why didn't you just go there and shoot him? I said, what? Are you serious? Just go and shoot this guy? This, you know, so here the sheriff's deputy's telling me to just go and shoot the guy who's having an affair with some woman in his truck outside my barn on a dirt road. So if you
think that's kind of over the top.
Over the top, okay. Obviously, the guy wasn't behaving very well, but does he deserve to get shot? No. Not in my world, he doesn't. He deserves to move on,
yeah.
And you know, and stop behaving
needs
badly.
Needs to be confronted.
But, yeah. But so what I'm saying is, if you wonder why the cops behave the way they do, I just gave you an example of what one told me to do, and he's lost his mind because if I had shot this guy, I would be in prison. For murder,
yeah.
If I killed him. Okay? They'd say, well, he's just having this little fling. He had his pants down, and what's the problem? You know, he's in his car. He's on a public road. What's the problem? And you go and shoot him. And that's what the cops think. And so we have a moral problem.
He wasn't actually on your land.
No. No, he was.
If he'd been on your land, well, the police around here, they've authorized all the local ranchers to shoot trespassers on the site because of the problem of livestock theft. But they have to be on your land before you're allowed to shoot them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you're not supposed to shoot people on the public road for crying out loud. Oh, my gosh.
Right. So that's the story about what happened. Okay.
That's disgusting. But doesn't it just show the attitude of the police?
Yeah.
And can't they figure it out? Can't they put two and two together to figure out that this is why we don't like them?
Right. Well, they've proven that we can't trust them. I know for a fact that they lie. They try to befriend, and it's not all of them, but it's too many of them. They try to befriend you or act like they're befriending you. Say, hey, what you're doing is okay. You know, you really don't. That's okay. But they're really probing, they're fishing, and they're trying to catch you into saying something that they can hang you on. That's what I believe they do. That's what I believe. You know, when they pull you over here, they say, you know why I pulled you over? And I guess they're expecting is some truthful person to say, yeah, I was doing 56 and a 55. I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it. Well, I'm going to write you a ticket.
Yeah.
I just touched that yellow line as I was traveling, and you got me. Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm going to write you a ticket for that.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what they do. Do you know why I pulled you over? And when they pull me over, which doesn't happen very often, but the last time it did happen, I got pulled over. You know why I pulled you over? I said, yeah, I do. Because you made a mistake. Your radar gun, there's three cars coming down the hill. I'm going up the hill. And you think that I was speeding because you picked out a number with your radar gun. And you see that I had out-of-state plates. And you figured I was easy picking. Yeah, I know why you pulled me over. Mm-hmm. It got worse from there.
They can't do anything. I'd say something like, yeah, I know why you pulled me over. I'd say, why is that? I'd say, because you're in a highwayman cartel, and you get a bonus for every ticket that you write.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, America's falling apart, and these are just examples where. And I was talking with one of our instructors on the phone, and you know, we were comparing notes. Like when you were in, we were saying that when you were in elementary school, what did you want to be when you were asked, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? A policeman. That was number one. A fireman was number two. We used to look up to those guys, right? Who says I want to be a policeman today? I guess that would be the class bully. And I know these guys. I know these guys are looking to engage in a gunfight, you know, where they have the guns. And the purpose, the person they're in the gunfight with was asleep at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. when the door gets bashed in. That's the kind of gunfight they want.
Actually, you know something, Vincent? You must be psychic. You know why? That's actually happened to me. And the guy who, he didn't bash my door in, but he bashed his policeman's flashlight. These policemen don't have little dinky flashlights. They have big flashlights. And he bashed his flashlight against my windscreen. And his name is called Brad Hyatt. And later on, I learned that when Brad Hyatt was in high school, guess what? He used to be the school bully.
Yeah, naturally, right?
And is anybody surprised?
No.
Brad Hyatt can be famous.
Yeah, I went to school with a guy, and I got a chance to see him 25 years later. So what are you doing? Oh, I'm in state police. Really? What do you do? I guard the governor. You were the guy that pushed people around. And now he's in the state police. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what they do.
And he said to me, no, I wasn't the guy that pushed people around. Oh, really? Yeah, you were. You were just, you know, one of those thug types. I want to thank those who have gone to the Ron Gibson channel at YouTube on the internet and left nice comments for us. That was really, really nice. It was nice to see pleasant comments, and I want to thank Trevor, and I want to thank Dax, and I want to thank Jesse, and I want to thank Black Armband for leaving nice comments about USA Prepares. It was really kind of nice. Total contrast to 408 Magenta, the parasite 408 Magenta.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com www.omegaflexible.com. 859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, there's a story on Zero Hedge, and it goes like this. There was a man who tried to kidnap a five-year-old girl. And a woman and her daughter were shopping at a mall in West Virginia in the United States. And a man went to grab this five-year-old girl, grabbed her by the hair. The girl suddenly dropped to the floor, and the man was trying to drag her off. And this was at an Old Navy store. This is a clothing store in a mall in West Virginia. It's called the Huntington Mall in Barboursville, small town in West Virginia. About 4,000 people live there. So it's not a big town. So when this man grabbed her five-year-old daughter by the hair, and then the daughter fell to the ground and the man continued to drag her away, the mother decided to solve this problem by herself. So the mother pulled out her handgun.
And,
She pulled out her handgun and told the suspect to let go of the child. And the man ran out of the store. Well, they believe they have this guy. His bond was set at $200,000. And the nice thing is that mom solved the problem. She was able to do it without, you know, punching holes in this guy. And maybe the court system will take care of it. And maybe when this guy goes to prison, the fellow prisoners will, you know, carry out some justice.
Don't drop the soap.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, nice.
I've got zero sympathy for pedophiles, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And that was one of the topics that I wanted to talk about with you today. It's interesting how this is working out. You and I are on the same page, and we're on the same page all the time. So, Gwyneth, it seems to me that we may think we know people. You know, we've seen them for years. We've, you know, seen them at events, and we may think we actually know people. But the question is, do we really know people? Like, let me give you an example. So I went to college, and my girlfriend went to college. We were boyfriend and girlfriend from high school. We went to the same university together. And I got a roommate, and everything was good. And all of a sudden, my roommate's stealing my girlfriend. So this is the guy that I lived with, right? Well, I mean, so we fought it out. And I decided that, you know what? He can have her. Because if she was going to be like that, she's all his.
He didn't want to marry her.
Right, right. And her mother didn't like me because I was I was raised Roman Catholic, and she was of a persuasion that you can't marry Christians. So it worked out really well. I really want to thank her mother for enlightening me to the ways of their faith and preventing me from having a miserable marriage. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate my old roommate who came to my rescue by stealing my girlfriend. At the time, it wasn't all that much fun. We literally fought it out. And what I'm saying is you never really know. You never really know a person very well. And or maybe you don't. Maybe you think you know someone. So here I am, you know, living with this guy, and he's stealing my girlfriend. Well, how much trust do you put in to a relationship with someone who breaches a trust like that? And then let's extend it a little further. There are plenty of people who would love to come to our farm. I get calls all the time. Hey, I'd love to come see your farm. I've heard about it. And boy, I'd really love to see it. Do I really want people to come to my farm who I don't know? Do I really want them to come? Because I can guarantee you, every one of them, except maybe one or two or three. Yeah. Well, they bring their cell phones for sure, right? Because people can't live without their cell phones. So do I want people coming to my farm with their cell phones? Can I trust them not to take pictures? Can I trust them not to steal things? I don't even know them. We'll be right back.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Payroll processor ADP out with its March jobs report this morning showing the economy added just 129,000 private sector jobs last month, the lowest in 18 months, and well below the 170,000 that analysts had predicted. Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says it's more proof that the hiring boom is running out of steam. The government jobs report is due out on Friday. President Trump was talking to Republican leaders at a GOP dinner last night, warning Democrats could give Republicans quite a fight in next year's elections.
When they say we're going to give you free education, we're going to give you free health care, we're going to not have you pay your loans for college, everything is free. It's very seductive.
But he still predicts Republicans will win back the U.S. House. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about maybe you don't know people the way you think you do. And I was thinking about this. So people would come to our farm over the years, and they always had their cell phones. Always. Like 100% of the people who would come to our farm would have their cell phones. And where would they have them? In their pocket. And then they'd pull out their cell phone and they would take a picture. Or they would attempt to take a picture. And I'd say, whoa, what are you doing? I'm taking a picture. Now, why is it that people have lost their manners? Why is it that if I had a camera, you know, I'm thinking about when I was younger, and I had a camera with me, I would say, would it be okay if I took a picture of that? May I have your permission to do that? But that's not what happens today. People just take out their phones and start snapping pictures just because they think it's their right to take them. Or they are ignorant of manners. Or they're careless. Or they just, me first. And that's how we are today. And it's unacceptable. So as a result of people with their smartphones, I've stopped all the meetups. I don't trust the people who would come to an expo, if I had one, to be polite and not take pictures. I don't trust them. Now, I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying there'll be enough people who are ignorant and devoid of manners that they would just take pictures of all kinds of people and things and do whatever they want with them. There was a guy, let me give you another example. So expo number one, I had set up for a seminar, and it was standing room only. And so I set up for the seminar. I left for a couple minutes. I had the microphone for the PA system of this very large assembly hall in my suit sport coat pocket. I switched it off in case I needed to make an announcement, an emergency announcement. I had the microphone with me. And I went into the seminar room where I was going to be doing a seminar. And there on the side is a tripod and a camera focused on where I would be. So I walked in from the back and I said to the man with the tripod, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm doing a video." I said, "Do you have permission to do that?" "Oh, yeah." "From who?" I said, "Well, you know, the guy who runs it." I said, "I'm the guy that runs it." And I threw him out. Not only did I throw him out of the
seminar,
not only did I throw him out of the seminar, I threw him out of the expo. Because, number one, he lied to me. Number two, he assumed that he could just take a video and do what with it? I don't know. But he wasn't going to do it without my permission, that's for sure. Do I know who he was? No. But I threw his butt out. And that's the problem. The problem is people take liberties. And then what do? They post this stuff on the Internet. Now, do I want more pictures of me on the Internet? No. Nope. And will I allow it? Not if I can help it. I don't want to go out. I don't want to go to stores. I don't want to do lots of things in public. Because people are rude. They exhibit bad behavior. They exhibit the lack of manners. And that is just one more piece of what is wrong with America and why we are falling apart in front of our eyes. Gwyneth, do you see that kind of bad behavior in Australia?
Well, I'll tell you what, because we're, you know, I haven't sent out the Gentleman of Fortune's weekly news yet. It'll probably be sent out by about midday our time tomorrow. But basically, I wrote a whole essay on that this evening. And you had no idea what I was writing about, did you, Vincent?
No, I didn't. I'm kind of grinning because I mentioned we're on the same page.
I wrote a whole essay. I said this place, okay, the very first Mad Max movie, okay, not Mad Max the Road Warrior. There was a Mad Max movie before that, and I'm not sure. I don't think it was on general release in the United States. But it was just called Mad Max. And you could probably go on, you know, your favorite video site and see it for a fee. But that movie was filmed literally in this local area that I live in. Within 1 hour's drive from here is a little town called Clunes, C-L-U-N-E-S. And that is the focus of the first Mad Max movie. And, you know, Mel Gibson is there crashing cars and, you know, blowing things up and all the rest of it. And, Mad Max is a cop. And he, you know, he must have won the ticketing competition or something, because he has this really hotted up police car that actually has NOS going into the carburetor. I don't know many police cars like that, but like I say.
Yeah, you're talking about nitrous oxide,
yeah.
Right. NOx. Mm-hmm.
He has NOx going into the carburetor. So I don't know, he must have won the ticketing competition or something. But that's the first Mad Max movie. And that's actually literally filmed in this local area that I live in, just about an hour down the road. And you know something? The saying that comes in that movie is don't make Max mad. And if you want to get the full story of it, go and subscribe to the Gentleman of Fortune's weekly news. But I'm going to give a summary here. Okay? Somebody makes Max mad because he's a cop. And they kill his wife, they kill his baby, and they kill his partner. So all this, you know, and the world falls apart around about this time because of some sort of unnamed apocalyptic scenario. And it becomes apparent that nobody is getting on with anybody. And a motorcycle gang moves into the local little country town, which is in real life, if this town really exists, it's probably about that size, you know, maybe 500-700 people, and nobody helps anybody in the town. You know, they all think that Max is going to help them, and Max is not going to help them. Max is going half crazy because he's just seen his wife, his baby, and his partner killed. And Max is only interested in getting the gangsters that killed his, you know, everybody in his life that he really cares about. And he doesn't care if he destroys half the town in the process. You know? And I think that this is exactly what you were talking about, isn't it, Vincent? Because people don't care. And especially the police don't care. And especially people don't care about each other. And nobody is going to come to help anybody. And you'd better make sure that you have got a really, really substantial network of people who really care about you now. And if you haven't, then you'd better get an attitude where you can look after yourself, you know, and dig in for a Mad Max world, because I think that for the majority of people, they're not going to have that sort of network around them, and they're going to have to look after themselves. It's going to be a Mad Max world, and so you'd better get ready. Buckle up.
Yep. I've had a discussion with a number of our instructors, and I'll try to explain this on the air. Try to get a mental image of what I'm talking about. So let's say it all goes bad, and you find people showing up at your farm, because they're not going to the city when things get bad. They're getting out of the city. So people show up at your farm, and you know those people. They knock at the door and say, hey, in my case, okay, hey, Vinny, we're really hungry. Can you help us? Sure. Vinny, can you help us? Sure. Okay, so they show up, and then day number one, while everybody's here, Vinny says, okay, look, everybody has to participate in our own survival. There's no freeloaders. Everybody has a job to do, and here are the jobs that need to be done. So, let's assign jobs based on who can do what. So, there's going to be gardening, there's going to be tilling the garden, there's going to be planting the garden, there's going to be harvesting, there's going to be even those who are on the perimeter of the farm. And let's just make it really simple. Let's say we have two-way radios. And there are enough two-way radios for four people to go out to each corner of the perimeter. And there's a barbed wire fence to keep the cows in already. So we say, or I say, I'll tell you what, we need four people to go to the corners of the property, and it's going to be an eight-hour shift. And then after that 8 hours, you can radio in, and we will switch to the next shift of 8 hours, and then the next shift of 8 hours. So the question I have is, class, think about all the people you know. And we're going to assign people to the north, south, east, and west corners of the farm. And that person's job at each corner is to pay attention, to watch what's happening. Do not use the radio unless there is a significant event that we need to know about. Radio silence unless there's an event. And then we use code to describe what's happening. The question I have for all of you is, how many people do you know?
How many people would be disciplined to do it?
Right. How many people will actually go to that corner, not get lost, not fall asleep, not wander off, maintain radio silence, do those simple things? How many people? And I'll bet you, you can't count more than five. Probably not more than one.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we've been talking about trust. There are a lot of ways you can describe this. Dr. Richard Allen Miller uses the word lifeboat. Who would you like in your lifeboat? Joey has the question. I'm talking about Joey in Michigan. His question is, so when someone knocks at the door and says, hey, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I need help, are you going to help me? The question then becomes, what do you bring to the table that makes you an asset?
Valuable.
To the, yeah. What makes you valuable to the group? Okay. And I think y'all need to think about that. So if you're a person who's a specialist in arranging appointments at a computer screen and a computer mouse and keyboard, and you really know how to do that, and you're hungry, how well do you think you would be received by a group of people who have scarce resources, like scarce food? And really it's like this. When a company hires a person, and I'm just going to use the number $10. Okay? If a company says, I can pay that person $10 per hour. Now, I'm not talking about minimum wage. I'm just using 10 as a reference point. It can be any number. So the company says to the new employee, we're going to pay you $10 per hour to do this work, whatever that work may be. That company is expecting at least $20, $30, $40 worth of effort out of that person because they're paying 10 and they want a return on that $10. Then, of course, there's taxes and benefits or whatever may add to the cost of having that person there. So there's an investment that the company makes, and they want a return on that hiring of that person. Well, the same thing's going to happen when you knock at the door and you say, I'm hungry. It's not like the times are really good at that point. Times are terrible. Food is scarce. Water is scarce. Housing is scarce. Heating is scarce. Electricity may be non-existent. And you're going to be evaluated based on what you can contribute to the group, as well as your trustworthiness. No one needs a politician in this situation. No one needs a lawyer in this situation. It's going to be terrible. And you will be judged based on your past performance and what you know how to do. Do you agree or disagree, Gwyneth?
I absolutely agree. You know, and I'm looking around me, and where I am actually, I'm quite fortunate because, you know, the people who own the land on one side, they have their own network of people, and they're good people. We get on well with them. And one of the people in their network that works quite closely with them is a prison warder. And actually, I think that prison warder is probably a useful set of skills for somebody that you're getting on well with and that you've got, you know, on good terms, who lives next door, because they're used to paying attention. They're used to being the guy on the corner who stands there for 8 hours at a time, not maintaining radio contact unless there's something to talk about, you know. So, yeah, and there's various other people. There's also people who live where I am who are completely untrustworthy, who I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw them. But the thing is that we know who they are as well. And, you know, there's somebody who's related to that first person who's actually shot one of my dogs in the past. And, of course, you know, they are not on the trustworthy list either. But the time to figure out this thing is now, not when you're in the middle of it.
That is exactly the point. Can you figure out who five people are? I'll bet you'll have trouble, class, figuring out five people.
You'd actually need 12, at least.
And it's going to be tough to find five. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.